So, to feel that I am useless, is it in the mode of ignorance or is it in transcendence, as we see great devotees are saying that, oh, I am completely useless, I am so sinful, I am so fallen. Yeah, actually ignorance and transcendence can seem similar sometimes. So for example, the materialistic people, they say, you know, we don't know Krishna is God. The Vrajavasis also say, we don't know Krishna is God. But it's a big difference. Total difference. But the Vrajavasis love Krishna. So basically, for the great devotees, when they say, I am very fallen, I am so sinful, Amara Jivana Sada Paperata, Nahiko Punya Ralesha, my life is simply filled with sin, there is no trace of Punya in my life. Now, actually, this sort of sentiment is in the full light of Krishna consciousness. Now, when a devotee becomes aware of Krishna's greatness, Krishna's purity, Krishna's loving nature, in comparison with that, the devotee feels, what have I done? In comparison to Krishna's purity, even if I am very pure, I feel, what is my purity? I am so impure. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he says, I am more fallen than Jagai and Madai. Now, how is that possible? What he is feeling over there is, Jagai and Madai, they never had any opportunity to interact with Lord Chaitanya. As soon as they got it, they took their mercy and they became great devotees. The Lord was so merciful to me. He offered so much to me in love, but I have not reciprocated at all. Therefore, I am more fallen. So that sentiment of feeling oneself very fallen, that actually is because of the intense absorption in Krishna of the devotee, and it increases their intense absorption in Krishna. Whereas when we are in the mode of ignorance, our feeling, I am very fallen, there is no Krishna consciousness in that. There is only self-consciousness. Sometimes we ask, you know, what is the difference between humility and inferiority complex? So actually they're very different. Inferiority complex is simply false ego frustrated. So I want to be a big person, but what can I do? I don't have any qualities by which I can be big. So therefore I feel inferior. So when self-pity is there, there's complete self-centeredness. Now, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that, therefore I'm useless. It's all centered on I. The essence of humility is not that, oh, I am so bad, I am so fallen, I am so fallen. The essence of humility is that I am meant to serve Krishna. So at our level, Prabhupada gives a very practical definition of humility. In the 13th chapter, verses 8 to 12, purport, where he talks about amanitvam adambitvam, there he says, humility means to not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. To not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. Prabhupada is not saying that we should not be honored by others. When somebody honors us, somebody appreciates us, somebody praises us, naturally we'll be satisfied also by that. But we don't delight in that. We are not anxious about that. So our purpose is to serve Krishna. So another way I put the same definition essentially is, humility means to not let our ego come in the way of our purpose of serving Krishna. Not let our ego come in the way of our purpose of serving Krishna. So, if my service requires me to get some honor, I'll accept that. But if my service requires that I be neglected, I'm ready to accept that. And Prabhupada was in India. He was respected in India as a sadhu, as a sannyasi. From here, Prabhupada went to America. And came to America from India. And America, people just didn't know what a sadhu meant. He was a strange old man. And at least in the initial years, Prabhupada would have had much more respect in India than he had in America. But Prabhupada came here because there was a service. He felt that people are more eager to hear about Krishna here than there. So for us, we, rather than thinking of humility in, oh, I am so fallen, the important thing is, I am meant to serve Krishna. So the essence of humility is to get out of self-consciousness and to go into Krishna consciousness. And for that purpose, you have to think, I am not such a big person. What I am is not all that important. What Krishna is and how I can serve Krishna, that is more important. Humility is not so much thinking low of ourselves as thinking less of ourselves. Thinking low means, oh, I am so bad, I am so fallen, I am so useless. Thinking less means, I don't have to be the center of my thoughts. Let me try to make Krishna the center of my thoughts. Let me try to serve Krishna as much as I can. So for us, in many ways, Prabhupada is the model of how to be Krishna conscious. And there were times when Prabhupada did say that, I am very fallen. And then the first prayer that he offered when he came to America, Kudrami dinahi na kono shakti nahi. He says, I am a fallen person. I have no strength. I have no intelligence. Krishna, you please help me. But when Prabhupada was interacting with people, he was not always saying, I am very fallen. He was thinking, okay, how can I serve these people by giving them the knowledge of Krishna, by helping them come closer to Krishna. So the essence of humility is to be absorbed in Krishna. And because the exalted devotees are so deeply absorbed in Krishna, realizing Krishna's greatness and purity and love, that they feel they are very fallen. But when we don't have that realization of Krishna's greatness and love and sweetness and purity, for us to artificially think I am so fallen, it will not work. I may say, I am so fallen. I am more fallen than Jagai and Madai. And after saying that, we look around. How many people are appreciating my humility? So, what will happen is, if we try to have these artificial expressions of humility, we will become proud of our humility. So, rather than worrying so much about expressing our fallen condition, we focus on trying to serve Krishna and get, not let our ego come in the way of our service to Krishna.